West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, today marks the 67th anniversary of the Villa Rica explosion, an event that led to the prevention of countless other gas explosions and better responses to local disasters worldwide, and remains the most catastrophic event in the history of Carroll County.
This was the greatest tragedy in the U.S. in 1957. The news about it went Associated Press all over the world. What happened was it was caused by a gas leak underneath Berry's Pharmacy on Main Street called Montgomery Street in downtown Villa Rica.
Elaine Bolden Bailey authored the book Explosion in Villa Rica based on accounts surrounding the incident.
My husband worked at Berry's Pharmacy. He was in high school. He was 18 years old. That night he went to hang up his apron the Wednesday night before it happened on Thursday morning about 11 o'clock. Next day, he was in school, Villa Rica High School, senior class. There was a horrific explosion. And in just a few minutes, someone from the pharmacy came and got John, took him to the pharmacy, to the scene. John was asked to identify those that had been burned.
The Georgia Historical Society, City of Villa Rica, and Villa Rica Downtown Development Authority erected an historical marker at the site of the explosion in 2007 on the incident's 50th anniversary.
People always remembered where they were when they heard the explosion, where they were when they heard about the explosion. It has stuck with people. We don't want to forget those 12 who perished. When there was the 40th anniversary, there was a plaque, like a marker, put on the side of 78 on the ground across from Berry's Pharmacy. At the 50th anniversary remembrance ceremony, the building had been restored to look like the 1895 Powell Marchman building.
The tragedy highlighted the need for both an organized local emergency response unit and the use of odor in the natural gas supply.
Forever afterward, everyone has the fear of smelling a gas leak, because now we know, because of the events, we know what can happen. Before that, not so much. The second thing beneficial that came from this is more serious-minded members of the government establishing readiness, preparedness.
The explosion destroyed four buildings and damaged several others in Villa Rica's downtown, killed 12 and injured 20. Ensuing litigation placed a considerable financial burden on the city, suppressing economic development for years. And Southwire's 20th annual toy drive for the Area Toys for Tots program is today and Friday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. both days outside of the Carrollton Walmart off of Highway 27. I'm Colin Worthington.